शलिलम संदधी समाहितः अजानन प्रतिसंहार प्राण सुख उपस्थित प्रतोपावस्थित तेज प्रचंडम सर्वतूलितम प्राण स्वागम पवित्रेक्ष विष्णु विष्णु प्रभात So, necessity has no law. This Brahma Bandha, he knew how to create this Brahmastra. He learned it. But he knew it also that this weapon is not to be used and generally, in very, very rare cases, this will be used. As I explained, that atomic bomb, the nuclear weapon, is not used when there is a fight between two dogs. It is not so insignificant. When the fight is very severe, just like your country used this nuclear bomb, where the Japanese people dare to attack your Pearl Harbor. At that time your president was Mr. Truman. It was not to be used, but he took little more precaution. Anyway, such a deadly weapon should not be used ordinarily. Therefore, here he said, the pranasatsam upasthite. He knew that Arjuna was after him, and there is no escape. He would be killed. So whatever last resort he knew, he used that knowledge to throw Brahmastra so that the other party may be killed altogether. But Ajanam api samahara. He was not willing, but he did not know how to withdraw that. Formerly they used to know it. They could throw one Brahmastra and if he likes can withdraw. Or the other party can nullify. This is what happened. But he did not know that. How to counteract it? He did not know that. Another point is here. Atopas prishas halilam. This mantra is so strong that it can be manufactured simply by touching water with mantra. Because we get mantra, abho vitra vitra vata 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 dasmare mandarita sava. The same process. Do not think that it is some ritualistic extra. No, it has got meaning. If you can chant the mantra properly, if you follow the rules and if you must be expert in chanting mantra. Hare Krishna mantra we are chanting and Haridas Thakur is also chanting. Haridas Thakur, how advanced you are, just imagine, you are a young man and a very nice, beautiful prostitute came there at dead of night, wanted to enjoy his company, and he said simply, very good idea, please sit down. Let me finish my Hare Krishna. Is it possible for ordinary man? No. It is not possible. That means you are expert, you are advanced. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Yaha hai te sarva siddhi hai ve tamam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, simply by chanting, invite all success of life. Sarva Siddhi. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessing. Ya hoito sarva siddhi hoiyotama. But simply chanting, one gets the highest perfection. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessing and gift. So we should be very careful and follow the regulatory principles. Then, automatically, you will be perfect. There is no doubt about it. Mantra, just like sometimes, the snake charming mantra can be purchased in the market. But if you do not make yourself perfect about chanting the mantra, it will not be effective. I'll give you one practical instance. It is not a story, it is a fact. It was spoken, perhaps some of you know that my friend who came here, Dr. Ghosh, he told me when they were students, there was a case in Lucknow University, they were students. So there is a big building and 2-3 snake biting case happened. So some snake charmer was invited to find out the snake and take it. So he came. He came and took it away, the snake. Then this Dr. Hoff and his class friends, they are medical students. Naturally, the so-called modern scientists, they do not believe in all these things. So they become very inquisitive. All of them went to that snake charmer. He was a Mohammedan gentleman. So he knew that these students, medical students, they have come to see the fun, how these snakes are charmed. And so he inquired, what is the matter? What is the magic that you can get us snakes? And the snake cannot do any harm to you? So he said, it is possible. By mantra. By mantra it can be done. So they challenge all your snakes. I think they are poisonless and they cannot bite. There is no poison. Manas, the poison teeth, the tongue is taken out. No. They have got everything. So he took one and showed that here. So to make a fun, he had many snakes. He let them all come out from the box. And immediately, all over the courtyard, just like courtyard, they began to run over. And all these medical students, they became afraid. They were playing this side, that side, that side. So the charmer said, don't be afraid. So long I am here, they will not bite. These are spoken by Dr. Ghosh, a personal experience. The mantra has got so much power. But not that you purchase the mantra and chant that enough. You have to make it perfect. There is process how to become perfect in chanting them. Similarly, it is an ordinary material mantra. The spiritual mantra, I have already explained, this Hare Krishna mantra is spiritual mantra, it is not material. Therefore, I have already explained, Golokera Premadhana Harinava Sankti. It is not ordinary sound vibration, material sound, radio, no. Spiritual, Golokera Premadhana. If we actually chant this Hare Krishna mantra properly without any offense, then once chanting is sufficient to make you free from the reaction of our sinful life. Once just. There is no question of chanting 1,000 times. It is said, Eka Hari Name Jato Paap Hare, Paapi Hare Jato Paap Koribare Nare. Once chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, I can vanquish so much accumulated reaction of sinful life. That is, first-class papi, as a very expert papi, he cannot commit so many sins. Okay. So far. So if we chant it properly, the chanting doesn't be the 10 offenses without offenses, nama-paras, sunno, without any nama-paras, if we chant, according to the principle, then the mantra relax. Mantra relax and so nicely that the mantra will keep you always in touch with the Supreme Personality of God. That is the power of mantra. Don't think it is a hobby or it is something superfluous. No. Actually, this mantra, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna himself. So if you are allowed to keep yourselves constantly in company with Krishna, then just imagine what is your position. If you keep yourself always near the fire, certainly you shall remain warm. There will be no attack of cold or anything like that. So, if we understand the chant Hare Krishna mantra, then we are not in this material world. But if we purposefully again come to the material world, that independence of God, that is, if chant Hare Krishna mantra according to the instruction, Sankhapurvakanamadananatihi. We have to practice because Goswamis, they get the numbers, a numerical span. Parijas Thakur kept to the previous. Others they also kept, but not so big. But according, because that's like Rupa Goswami, he had to write so many books, so he was not keeping such a big number, 3 lakhs. Yeah, but there was some numerical. Similarly, we must have some numerical strength, and we are minimized. I know that you are coming from different source. So according to time, according to circumstances, in that there is no limit. You can chant more than 1600 times. There is no. But practically you see that even chanting 16 down becomes difficult. So don't try to imitate, but do it properly, what is advised by your spiritual master, without any offense. That mantra will save you from the dangers of maya. That's a fact. You see, he manufactures his deadly weapon. It is material. Still, it is so deadly weapon, Brahmastra. He was not working in the laboratory, finding out so many chemicals to make an atomic nuclear weapon. Simply water. You see, here it is said, Atho upasprishya salilam. Just like we do. Namo abhavitra pavitra vasa dhavasa.
And then if we do it properly, then it has got immense potency. Immense potency. Don't think it is childish. It is formality. No. Let's see here. Atho upasthishta salilam sangadeta samad. This is what is samad. Complete in trance. This is the process. These things are required. How to become samadhika, samadhika, in trance. If we take it as childish play, formality, then it will act, but it will take long time. But if you do it properly, it will be quickly successful. In one life, it will be successful. You don't require to wait. My Guru Maharaj used to say that although this process is guaranteed, but don't wait for another life. Finish this business in this life. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, even though one falls immaturity, then yoga bhrasta suchinam sammat srimatangihi yoga bhrasta sanjayati. One who has not been successful, one is fallen from this bhakti yoga. For him also there is guarantee. Nice. That guarantee, Krishna said, that suchinam srimatangihi yoga bhrasta sanjayati. Suchinam. Then he is given the chance of taking birth in a very pious Brahmin sense. Not ordinary. Suchina. Suchi means Brahmin. And Srimatam. Sri means fortune. And Mat means one possesses fortune. That means very rich man. Srimatam jihe yoga bhrasta sanjayati. Even yoga masas. Therefore, Narada Muni has said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Daklasadammam charanambujam hare madanna pakkuta patitta sojadi hova vadra abhut amuskatim. This verse is very important. He says that if one gets sentimental, this Krishna consciousness movement. Takra sadharma. That's right, in our Krishna consciousness movement, you, young man, young wife, and girls are coming. We had some engagement previously, undoubtedly. You may be, you are a student, you may be a businessman, or so on, so on. Everyone has got, at least he has some business for LSD. So, he has given up. Somehow or other, you are all engaged in some business. That is called sadhana. Sadhana means, one has selected some business, that is his sadhana. Generally, if it is systematic, then sadhana means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Gihastha, Vanaprastha, Sanskrit. This is system, sadhana. Otherwise, everyone must have some engagement. Suppose a thief, he has taken the occupation or profession of stealing. That is also sadhana. But that is not systematic. That is whimsical. So anyone must have some engagement. That engagement is called sadhana. His own business, of course. Sakarma or sadharma. So, if by chance somebody comes attracted by the Krishna consciousness movement and gives us his profession, good profession or bad profession. If there is no good profession in this material world, everything is bad. That is, Here, we have divided. This is good, this is bad. This is mental compulsion. It has no value. Because material world is bad. I have given this example many times. Just like stool. The upside and downside. Downside is moist and upside is dry. If somebody says that this side is very nice, what is it not? It is stool. What do you forget? There it is. Dry side is good and moist side is bad. But it is true. This side or that side. Similarly, Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishna Swamidas Goswami has said, Dvaite bhadra bhadra sakali sama. Ehi bhalo, ehi manda sam mano dharma. Dvaite in the material world. Dvaite. Ehi manda. Bhadra bhadra. This is good, this is bad. It is all mental concept. After this material world, either you become very, I will say, smart in handling this material affairs, big businessman, Mr. Ford, Mr. This and that, or so many things. Successful. What is the meaning of this? Successful answer. You have to die. You have to suffer from disease. Just like nowadays, the flu is going on. Does it mean that a big man, or a rich man, will not suffer? When the disease is there, either you are big man, or rich man, or poor man, and small man, everyone has to suffer. So long you will be in the material world, if you do not rectify yourself, Suddham Satya, Kapodikbam Jino, Suddheta Satya, if you don't rectify your existence, then this Dharma Mitra Jarama will go on. And what is the good? Actually, there is no good. Ehi bhalo, ehi mondo, sam mano la. It is simply mental compass. In the material world, even if you become very expert to deal with your business very nicely, it is all useless. If one does not become Krishna conscious, his so-called success in this material world of failure, they are no less. Rather, see by sentiment somebody comes to Krishna consciousness, and if for a few days he chants Hare Krishna mantra, their success in future is guaranteed. So, it is so nice thing. If you neglect Puri chant, still there is success, but it will take some time. And if you chant very carefully with rule, following the rules and regulations, then your success in this life is guaranteed. So, we can make our choice. Because always Krishna gives us a chance to make our choice. Yathe chasi tatha kuru. Whatever you like, just do. So my request, this is my duty, because you have accepted me as your spiritual master. Well, I am repeating, my spiritual master, however, that don't wait for another life. That is very risky. Another life. Maybe I am given the chance of taking my birth in a good Brahmin family or rich family. There is chance of again being spoiled. As you see, there are so many rich men's sons. They have got all the opportunity of chanting Hare Krishna. They have no economic problem. Father's property, immense property he has got. So he has no anxiety for economic problems. That is a chance. To take birth in his family means he has no economic problem. Because for economic problem, we see nowadays people are putting on thela, a rickshaw, for two breaks. Because he is condemned to take such life, to work like an ass, like an animal. We see practically. So one who is born in this family, he should think that Krishna, but he has no knowledge. He has no good advisor. He has no guru. So he thinks that I have got this money for nothing. Let me endure. Why in a moment, let me. He becomes quiet. So although you are given the chance, Sutinam Simutanti, Janmai Satya Sutta Sri, although you are given the chance by nature's laws, he spoils himself. Just like in America. I always say that you are born in a rich nation's family. Your country is not poor. There is no scarcity. But you should take advantage of it. Don't spoil your life because you have got so much money for nothing or any enjoyable thing. This is all I think. It is all Krishna's mercy that we have got this opportunity. We are honored as Americans. Now because the Americans they have misused their opportunity, now they are degrading to save your country. Take this Krishna consciousness movement and enlighten them. Enlighten them. That is your service, actually, service of the country. Push this Krishna consciousness movement. They have a good opportunity and it will be very successful, materially and spiritually. Thank you very much.